Are you sitting comfortably? Because I have a knitting story to tell you. And everybody, adults and kids who are knitting, I will need your help with it. So we need instruments away and knitting in your fingers. And I'll begin my story about an amazing little knitting company called, see if you can say this, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Knitting Company. Or Super Knitting for short. Super Knitting were world famous in Taranaki for their amazing colourful blankets. The best, most colourful and cuddliest blankets in the whole country. But that was before the great mistake of 2010. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, because in 2009 it was a cool little company. It had 15 or 20 employees at any one time. And interestingly, the employees of the Super Knitting Company had names like people who are here. There were Sela was one of the names of one of the knitters, and Alison and Linda and Tyrone and Levi and Caitlin. I don't think Mark's doing any knitting. Yeah, no, there wasn't a Mark. There were lots of people with names that we're familiar with. If you worked for Super Knitting, if you were one of their employees, this is how it went. For 39 hours a week, now the numbers are important, all right? So kids, especially primary school kids, you listen in for the numbers that happen at the moment. For 39 hours a week, Super Knitting employees would knit at home in their own rocking chairs or sitting on their toy trucks, however they were comfortable, in their own homes for 39 hours, making squares, making Peggy squares like the ones in this blanket. They would knit comfortably and happily in their own homes, and then for 1 hour a week, they would get together. Can I have some people who share the names of the Super Knitting employees? Could you come and sit over in the circle area to show us how it worked? For 1 hour a week. Thanks, Alison. Maureen was going to do this for me, I think. Who are some kids who are knitting? Danny and Lita, do you guys want to come and be our Super Knitting employees? Getting together for an hour a week. They got together. We need some help here to do some demonstrating. Wonderful. So for 1 hour a week, they got together. And they put all their knitting together. They got sewed into blankets. They shared knitting patterns and knitting tips. They had morning tea together. They shared some stories. Oh, got some more chairs. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, knitters. And if they put all of their Peggy squares together at the height of the company, they could make how many blankets a week, do you think? They could make 8 blankets a week with their contributions. Amazing, eh? So, for 1 hour a week, they would get together. But then, after the meeting, after they'd met up at headquarters, they would all head back into the week and do another 39 hours of knitting. So thank you, knitters. Your meeting's finished at headquarters. Done a great job. You've encouraged each other and taught each other new knitting patterns. And you head back. Wonderful. I will need your help again soon, but for the moment you're going back into your rocking chairs and your toy trucks, or however it is that you feel most comfortable knitting. But then came the great mistake of 2010. Da da da. Because in January 2010, two of the knitters, in fact, Maureen, perhaps you'll be one of them, two of the knitters, Maureen and Alison, well, not them, but people who had their names, they started spending a whole day a week at headquarters planning awesome meetings because they wanted their 1 hour a week to be really cool. So it became a really entertaining meeting at headquarters, and it was full of great cooperation. They found lots of new knitting patterns to share, and they had a good time sewing up their blankets. But these two didn't get a lot of actual knitting done because they spent all of their time away from their rocking chairs and their toy trucks and at headquarters planning meetings. So by the end of January 2010, super knitting could only make 6 blankets a week. Production was going down. And in February 2010, two of the knitters, perhaps that's Sheila and Linda, they started making fancy cakes for the meetings, which were much appreciated by all of the rest of the knitters. The fancy cakes that were iced with knitting needle icing was really awesome, and multicoloured squares like the blankets, and they were really delicious, but they spent a lot of their time in the kitchen at the meeting, yeah, and they put their knitting away. So the cakes were delicious and everyone was very happy with them, but they didn't get a lot of knitting done. You see, they've put their knitting away because they're planning their recipes. So by the end of February 2010, super knitting could only make 4 blankets a week. Production had halved. In March 2010, things got worse because two of the knitters started thinking, this is Jocelyn and Margaret, I think their names were, they started thinking that if they were contributing to the company by sewing the blankets together on their staff headquarters meeting, that they shouldn't really have to do so much knitting at home if they had this big responsibility at the meeting. So they just sort of stopped knitting altogether. So Jocelyn and Margaret stopped knitting all week in their rocking chairs and on their toy trucks. And so by the end of March, super knitting could only make 2 blankets a week out of everybody's contributions. And do you know, by the end of April 2010, super knitting had the best staff meetings in the world, but they couldn't make even 1 blanket. The knitters had forgotten what their job was. They were knitters. They were supposed to be knitting squares. And the weekly meeting that was supposed to encourage them and help them to knit better all week, it became a distraction that replaced their knitting. You can see where I'm going with this. What advice would you give to super knitting staff? By the end of April last year, they couldn't even make a single blanket a week. How are they going to get back to being the best little knitting company in Taranaki? Perhaps if you have a small person next to you, you could have a little discussion about this for 1 minute. What advice would you give? Can you make a happy ending for them? What I hope is that you can create a happy ending for super knitting over morning tea. So you can have a discussion over morning tea later on about how we can get super knitting out of the slump it's in. But I'm sure you adults can see where I'm going with this. We gather as followers of Jesus to put our contributions together to make something bigger than we're capable of alone. A little bit of hush for the last minute. A little bit of hush from the kids, thank you. We get together as followers of Jesus to equip and encourage each other to do a better job of the knitting during the week so that we can go out and make this world a better place, each of us in our own ways, in our own parts of New Plymouth and Taranaki. Gathering is crucial. Gathering is crucial. In 2011, may we all prioritise getting together as a team. Gathering is intended as a pit stop to refuel us so that we can keep going for the 7 days of our week. In 2011, may we use our gatherings together to equip and encourage each other and to put our small contributions together to make something beautiful for God. If we are going to step out of the boat and walk on water, we're going to have a team of people to keep us afloat, aren't we? We're going to need a bit of help. If you want to walk on water, you've got to step out of the boat And if you want to stay above the waterline, you'll need a community around you to help you float. So in 2011, may we put our contributions together and be strengthened as a community to step out of the boat as a team. At morning tea, we're going to collect up all of the finger knitting and see what we can make out of it that will be beautiful, to show that you can all bring your small contributions to make something bigger. And now we're going to close our service with some more wonderful singing led by Mouse and the team.